Now, it is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast with Andy Peters.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Thanks for downloading the very latest Hot or Not podcast. This is Andy Peters, and I'm back from LA with another brilliant 20 minutes of riveting radio for you, including this.
I heard a rumour that you would only train when given chocolate.
A bit of this. Shall we talk about his hair or his slightly dodgy cardi? And a smidgen of this.
My breasts are about the same size as his.
All that and much more, so thanks for downloading and enjoy the very latest Hot or Not Hotcast.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers. Entertaining the nation. Heat Radio.
Okay, time to welcome this week's special guests to the studio. They're three young actors who you might not know now, but you'll definitely have an opinion of them on Friday morning. They are three of the cast of the brand new series of Skins, which starts this Thursday on E4. It's Kaya, Lily and Luke.
Hello.
sorry, I just got to do the surnames thing again. Kaya, your surname is pronounced...
Scodelario.
Fantastic.
Or Scodelario.
Lily, Loveless.
Yes.
Yeah. And Luke...
Pasqualino.
In the show, the first thing we see, literally, is you skateboarding.
Yes.
Well, your character skateboarding.
Yeah.
How much of that skate...
Sorry.
Feel free to cough. How much of that skateboarding was actually you? Because I was so impressed with the skateboarding.
None of it. What?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm absolutely joking. None of it was me. No, you learned, didn't you? Didn't you have lessons?
Yeah, we had to have... I had lessons, just kind of rehearsal stages, and I had about 2 weeks worth of lessons.
Of skateboarding lessons?
Yeah.
Hang on a minute, let me just talk to our producer. Skateboarding on ice. Celebrities learning how to skateboard on ice. I reckon we can make a fortune. We can book him as the first guest. So do carry on.
So we did a couple of weeks kind of skateboarding training and stuff with the 50-50 skate team, helped out with that. And we had a couple of other boys that were just keen skateboarders, really. But I had a bit of an accident.
Ouch.
Which, yeah, kind of tore off some ligaments in my foot and leg and stuff.
He sprained his ankle.
Give it a rest. I actually spent half a day in hospital when I was trying to get that sorted out. Most of it was just waiting around. They didn't really do much for me. I was just waiting in a waiting room most of it.
But let's be honest, girls, he'll do anything to be the next Dev Patel. Well, you would, though. In Skins now, you're probably thinking, this could be a passport to a movie.
Definitely.
But for you, Kaya, you've worked with Dev.
I have.
So you must, A, be really proud of him.
I'm extremely proud. I cried when I saw him on the red carpet.
Really?
He was gorgeous. And he couldn't stop looking at Jennifer Lopez. And that's just so Dev. He wasn't listening to the interview. He was just looking at her the whole time.
So you survived the cull. You're still in it. Why do you think the show is so successful?
I don't know. I think it's just because nothing like it's been done before. It's a whole new show and it's always changing and it's always fresh and it's just fun. Because we have such a good time filming it. It comes across and it's just a fun, easy show.
So has it been easy, Lily, walking into a show? Certainly, I mean, you're lucky because you haven't had to walk in with all the old characters. Mm. But certainly a show that's got a lot of heritage.
No, it's quite daunting knowing that you're going to have to match up to all the old characters because obviously they had such a huge fan base and... You know, we've already had comments like on websites saying, why did you get rid of the old cast? You're never going to be as good. But you just have to hope that they look at it with new eyes as almost a new series.
So tell me about your character.
I play Naomi Campbell. Yes, is her name.
Yeah.
She's quite rude because she's got a huge front. She's rude to everyone, so they're not rude to her first.
See, I like that.
I like it too. Mm. It's so fun to play. Some of the things she comes out with, I'd love to be that quick to be able to just... Blam.
That's a good point, well made.
Yes.
Thanks very much. It's rewind time now on this week's Hotcast, where you have to guess the year I'm describing through a past edition of Heat Magazine. This is a part of the show where you've got to try and guess the mystery year that I'm describing through a past edition of Heat Magazine. Now, there's no prize for getting it right, but you have that warm feeling of self-satisfaction. So here is the magazine. I have it in my hands. On the front page, there's a picture of Jordan. It says Jordan's new face. Also, Jamie Lynn Spears has split from her baby's father. Shock, horror, probe. And as I go into it, let's have a look at the picture and the story about Jordan. We can rebuild her. New pictures of Jordan show a radically altered face and body. And there's a, well, it says here, new skin, new lips, new boobs, new nose. Can you believe it? Also, as I turn the page, and what's the deal with Britney's new man? Pictures of Britney Spears with long, very dark hair with what I can only describe as quite a rough looking man. Apparently, he was her new fella. Adnan Galib, who was the paparazzi photographer who trailed her for a year, who she then started dating. If you'd written that in a soap opera, you wouldn't have believed it. Kerry Katona, of course, has been in Heat magazine, well, since the day she came out of her mother's womb, I think. She's having a tattoo put on her neck at the back of her head. Is that wise when you're pregnant, Kerry? In Stockport... Oh, this is just the most bizarre thing. Kerry Katona being tattooed with the name of one of her children, Heidi, on her neck. And my final story from this Heat magazine from a year gone by. But what is the year? An interview with Denise Van Outen. The best way to get over a man is to get under another. Aye, aye, missus. One of the questions, what does dating involve? Going out for dinner, yeah, and getting anyway. What else Denise wants, we'll not have to say. But great pictures of Denise playing Guess Who, with all the pictures being of Denise. Very, very funny. So, those are some of the stories making the headlines in this edition of Heat from a year gone by. But have you figured the year out? If you have, well, congratulations. If you haven't, then keep listening, because I'll give you the answer a little later in the podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Hey there, how you doing? This is Andy on the radio with Hot or Not, checking out the very latest news in the world of music, TV and film. Yes, talking of film, he's here. It's Heat film editor Charles Gant. Charles, evening all.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you.
Nice to see you. So what film are we looking at today?
We are looking at Valkyrie, yeah. And it is about a plot to kill Hitler. Now, you know, and I know, that the plot doesn't succeed.
Yes.
Obviously. But this is, the film is about how close they came to succeeding in 1944 to kill Hitler.
Okay, let's have a listen to a talkie bit.
What the hell have you been doing?
We've had no confirmation that Hitler was dead.
Damn it! I saw the explosion myself!
So, essentially the plot is, Tom Cruise is an army officer, he's a Nazi, but he realises that Hitler has gone mad, and he gets together a whole bunch of other people. They plot to kill him.
Blimey. It doesn't sound complicated. It just sounds like it's one of those ones when you go, you're going to have to be in the right frame of mind and concentrate.
You have to concentrate, yeah. I mean, I have actually slightly simplified it. I'm there.
Don't be afraid. I'm quite happy you have.
And I think, you know, this film, you know, it's not a bad movie, but I really think it's one for your dad.
Right, okay.
You know, and there are so many great films at the moment in the cinema. You know, Slumdog Millionaire, fantastic. Mm-hmm. The Wrestler, fantastic. Milk, starring Sean Penn, is also opening this week.
A
bit arty, so we chose to talk about Valkyrie. But I just feel this film, it's not bad, but you know what? There's some other choices that I would probably recommend instead.
Okay, Charles, it's the question you've got to ask. Valkyrie, hot or not?
I'm a bit on the fence on this one, but just because there are so many other great movies out there, I am going to give Valkyrie a not.
Okay, fair point. Quickly, the Golden Globes obviously happened last week. We've had BAFTA nominations. And this week, it's the Oscar nominations. How many do you think the fantastic Slumdog Millionaire can get? How many nominations, let alone awards?
Well, nominations, I think we have to have a slight reality check here. It's definitely going to get nominated for picture, director, screenplay, music. That's a done deal.
Yep.
BAFTA gave the two actors, Dev Patel and Frida Pinto, nominations. I would not expect to see that necessarily repeated at the Oscars. And technical categories, I think it's going to pick up a fair few, you know, cinematography, production design. So I would say probably more like 7 or 8, not the 11 that we saw at BAFTA.
Okay, brilliant. Charles Gant, see you next week.
This is Heat.
This is Hot or Not with me, Andy P, here on Heat Radio. And we've still got three of the stars of Skins here. Kaya, Lily and Luke.
Hello.
Hello.
Big up.
Yeah. So urban. Big up. Right, okay, I'd like you to take part in the hot list now. I'm going to tell you something. You tell me if it's hot or not and your reason why. Okay, and all three of you get the chance to answer. So first things first, let's go. Lily, being spotted in the street.
Hot.
Why?
Because it's exciting.
Okay.
But it probably won't be in a few months' time.
Yeah, true. Luke, hot or not?
Hot, because it's a great compliment when you get recognised and people notice you're doing well.
Okay. Kaya?
Hot, because you get to speak to people and it's lovely, like, getting the fans' opinion on stuff.
Okay. Okay, you, Kaya, next. You go first. Filming a sex scene.
Hot.
Because?
Just because everyone's really professional, so it's comfortable and it's something you got to do.
So, yeah. Okay, Lily?
Not really.
It's not particularly. It's not the nicest thing to.
No, it's okay because you know you have to do it and it's in the script for a reason, but it's not the most comfortable thing to do in the world.
Okay, Luke?
Not a bit awkward.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's a bit awkward.
Okay, fair enough.
It's just weird.
You made me look really bad now.
Okay, it's all right, we all know about you.
put the ball down.
Luke, Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Hot because he's. I think he's proved himself, and I think he's going to do a good job.
Excellent, Lily.
Hot
because.
Because it's wicked.
Okay.
He's making history.
Okay, Kaya.
Hot because he's quite hot. Whoa. And that's always good. To have a hot president. He was Heat's Torso of the Week. I think that's amazing.
Yeah,
he was.
I saw that.
Yeah, he was. I've been on the cover of Men's Health. Have I mentioned that?
I noticed you looking quite ripped these days, Andy.
Thank you. I'll get you the picture up on the internet.
Very different from the Live and King Days. Childhood memories. Oh. You were my childhood hero, Andy.
0181 811 8181 Well, look, guys, I have to say, it's been fun. It's been real. I've actually genuinely enjoyed it. So thank you.
As opposed to all the other shows where you just pretend.
Yeah. To be honest, I do sometimes. The people, they wheel in
Give
here
us a
sometimes.
Name. Give us a name.
Hang on, I'll shut the mic. Yeah, and didn't like them at all.
I just had to think about who they were.
Okay, well, fair enough. Listen, Skins is back on E4 this Thursday night at 10 p.m.
Yes, sir.
Good luck with it all. And maybe in a year's time when you're... you'll be out because all of you get fired apart from one of you. So only one of you will get to stay for the next series. That's how it works, isn't it? Just a whole new cast. Only one of you will come back. Luke, I hope it's...
Not me. Yeah.
So in this week's Hotcast competition, you can win all the best entertainment releases from today, including You Don't Mess With The Zohan, Scrubs, Series 7 on DVD, and new albums from Lady Gaga and White Lies. For a full list of prizes, check out our website, www.heatradio.com. But first of all, pay attention to the question. The answer is somewhere in the podcast. The question... Who did Dev have eyes for on the red carpet? Listen to the Skins interview. Okay, who was Dev eyeing up on the red carpet? If you think you know, just send an email to studio@heatradio.com with the answer and your contact details, and you could be our very latest Hotcast competition winner. Good luck. Heat Radio. This is Andy on the very latest Hot or Not Hotcast, showcasing the best of last week's radio show. But don't forget, there are also some other fantastic shows here on Heat. Here's my favourite bit from Out of the Blue with Ford. Ladies and
gentlemen, this is Heat. Out of the Blue with Ford on Heat. I'm Paul Coy, and Saran Jones is here. Unforgiven. So it's a three-parter, right?
It is. We had one last week, and then we've got another two left. Monday, 9 o'clock, ITV.
You can jump in at any point, I'm guessing. Doesn't matter if you miss Monday. You can still jump in.
Well, because they have the previously, so you'll catch up, yeah.
Do you get to do... Because with American ones, and if it's 24, you'd always get Kiefer Sutherland saying, previously on 24. Do you get to say the previously thing?
No.
God, that'd be great.
You know? In my northern accent, yeah, previously. Yeah.
I think you could say it, you know, in your scariest murdery sort of like, previously.
Previously on...
Yeah,
Unforgiven.
Yeah. They didn't ask you to do that?
No, they didn't.
Oh.
But, you know, I can suggest that for next time.
I think that would be good.
Talking about it being Americanized a little bit, we keep the very end and the reveal to the very end. And so
now, the reveal, that's showbiz talk.
Yes, the reveal. But you know what that means, don't you?
Yeah.
We lift the blanket.
I gotcha. Yeah.
And I think that's quite Americanized, that we do wait for the last episode and we're not treating the audience like they don't have to see everything straight away.
And do you have a nice time doing it, even when it's like a serious thing like that? I mean, can you still enjoy it?
I chose actually to go and stay. All the cast were staying at a hotel, and I chose to stay on my own in a flat because I wanted the feeling of isolation. So.
Oh, really? Mm. So you do a bit of the method thing?
Well, not so much,
right?
Because I'm not so into it that it does take
over
my life.
Don't be embarrassed of it. Because I know people that go, oh, no.
No, because I realise that my job is great and whatever, wonderful, but, you know, let's get a grip on it. You know, real life, etc.
Have you worked with people like that, though?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really...
And it does make you kind of go, God, for God's sake, it's just acting, we're having fun, you know?
What do they do then? I mean, what happens?
Just actors sometimes who stay completely in character, and you know what? Each to their own.
That's sure, yeah.
Whatever floats your boat, whatever works for you. But, with this one, I can be a little bit of a social butterfly, so... If people were having drinks in the bar at the hotel or going for food, I might have gone, oh, yeah, and got to know people. But I didn't want to because of the on-screen stuff.
Sure.
I didn't explain myself. And so I just stayed in this apartment. maybe looking back, maybe they thought I was a right big head.
That's what I've heard, thanks.
Who wanted, like, a separate apartment and, like, in my rider, in my...
Showbiz?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well, I'm not.
No. They'd know, wouldn't they? Or maybe they wouldn't.
Maybe they wouldn't.
I don't know.
Yes.
Listen, I've got one more question for you. We do a thing called the Out of the Blue question, which is pretty much what it is.
Yes.
So, the question for you is, what skill do you have, Saran, that people might not think you would?
Oh. Oh, goodness. I do a bit of horse riding every now and then.
That's good?
Yeah, that'll
do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What would you say to a Jordan level?
Oh, no. Not in the pink boots and
you're not
whatever.
Thinking of releasing your own...
My breasts are about the same size as hers, but other than that, no.
All natural, though, aren't they?
Yes, all
absolute.
Natural.
Thank you, Jordan. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Listen, it's lovely to see you, Saran.
You too.
Thank you so much for coming along. We're enjoying the show. 9 o'clock Monday nights on ITV1. Thank you.
Thank you.
Join Paul Coit weekdays from 9 a.m. with Out of the Blue with Ford. He's got the newest music and hottest celebrity guests only on Heat Radio.
This is Heat.
Sandy on the radio, this is Hot or Not. Good evening. Thank you very much for tuning in. Don't forget, we're here every Monday at this time. Now, as you know, me, myself and I, fantastic ice skater. I went out in the second round, but it was my own choice. I wasn't enjoying the competition. Somebody who's set to do a lot better than me in dancing on ice is the fantastic Jeremy Edwards. Jeremy, good evening.
Good evening, Andy.
I heard you sniggering just then.
I like the way you big yourself up. I thought you were very good. I think it was just unfortunate, that's all. Perhaps nerves got the better of you.
You know, I watch it, and I did. I text somebody last night and said, at least I'm better than Todd Carty.
I heard a rumour that you would only train when given chocolate. Is that true? This is what Karen Barber told me. She said, oh, because I'd be like, no, I want to do it again. She's going... Oh, thank God, you're not like Andy Peters. We had to bribe him with chocolate to get him on the ice.
What happened was, I had an... ask Karen when you next see her about my partner and watch her shudder when you say the word Tamara. I had, and in all honesty, I had the worst partner you could possibly have. Notice how she was dropped and none of the others were.
I was going to say she's no longer on the show.
No, she was... She used to tell Chris and Jane, no, you don't do it like that. Can you imagine?
Gold medals?
Got any gold? Yeah, exactly. Got any gold? So what made you take on the challenge? Because you, of all people, knew how difficult it was.
Basically, I just kind of copy everything you do, Andy. I mean, you know, you did the men's health challenge the year before. I then followed suit. You did, I said, dance again. I then followed suit. So really, I'm looking to find out. I'm looking to you to find out what my next job is going to be.
The next job is America, I'm telling you.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. Next job is America. So I'll see you there in a year's time.
Okay. No, I love the show. I love a challenge. I love physical activity, as you know, and I just thought, yeah, it'd just be a really, really good and tough thing to do, and it really is. It's a lot tougher than I thought it would be.
Yeah, but I hear you. How many weeks will you be happy with?
I'm not even going to answer that question.
Oh, really? Okay.
I want to go. I mean, obviously, everyone wants to go all the way. It's difficult, because when you do... The day I saw May in training, I thought, okay, second's not bad. You know, if I can go for second.
Yeah, lovely.
And then I saw Jessica, I thought, well, third's good if I can get into the final. So, it's a tricky one, isn't it? Because people are sort of progressing at different rates. So I just want to learn as much as I can. I want to just do some really cool stuff.
Yeah, well, look.
You know, on the telly.
Do as well as you can, because that could secure you a place on the tour.
Yes, that's what I want. That's what I'm aiming for, actually, the place on the tour.
And
that's
the tour, it's awesome fun and 5-star hotels all the way. It's
brilliant.
Amazing.
That would be brilliant.
For ticket details, go to dancingonicetour.co.uk. honestly, it would be great to see you on the tour, Jeremy.
No, I would love to do the tour. That's actually what I'm aiming for now. I sort of think if I can aim to get into the tour group, which I think is top five, then I'll be very, very happy with myself. Because also I'll get to carry on skating. Otherwise, it just seems like for it all to end would be a bit sad.
Yeah, no, it's true. Well, look, I know that you want to get some rest. You've had a hard day at the rink. Jeremy, can we catch up with you again next week?
Yeah, absolutely.
At the same time, and we'll just make sure you're still in, because we'll make sure we vote.
Yes, you do that.
Quite simple. Jeremy Edwards, thanks very much.
Thanks, Andy.
See you next week.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat. Time to put you out of your misery and tell you if you've guessed this week's rewind correctly. I can reveal we're talking about January the 19th, 2008. This is Heat. And here's some exclusive bits from the cast of Skins that you didn't hear on the air. Heat Radio. So you two, do you ever converse on set in Italian?
No,
we don't speak Italian.
Because neither of you speak... No. Do you speak less Italian than me?
I speak a little bit, but I'm... No.
Can you say... I'd like a cup of tea, please.
Why put me on the spot?
Go on.
Oh, I'll leave that one out, please, Andy.
No, come on. What can you say?
Oh, I could say hello.
Ciao.
Ciao.
I can say goodbye. Ciao. I can say girl, Bella, and boy. What's boy?
Bello.
There we are.
No, but that's beautiful. Like, I mean, you know.
What, Ciao Bello?
Yeah.
Ciao Bello.
Look, he's really hurt, isn't he? He's really hurt. But I said his hair was greasy.
Hair is his prized possession.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah,
it does not take me.
Where's your quiz?
It takes at least 45 minutes.
45 minutes?
At least.
That is a lie.
No,
don't
Luke,
listen to
you take longer to get ready than we do.
Oh, yeah.
And you have like all your things laid out.
I'm tidy. What the hell is that? Walking to Kaya's room, it looks like.
Okay, hang on. This is all getting out of control. Shall we talk about his hair or his slightly dodgy cardi? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat. Okay, that's it for this week's Hotcast. Remember to tune in next week to my show, 8 o'clock, where Mylene Klass will be our special guest. See you on Monday. Do it. Check it out. Like what you're hearing, get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.